Darwin.
Adam Steer with you this morning. So if you picture a backpacker spending a gap year, getting on and off tuk-tuks, exploring a far-flung corner of the world, who do you picture? Maybe a suntanned 18-year-old? Maybe someone like this?
Oh, no, Tarquin, I can't come shopping on the King's Road today. Yeah, because I'm literally in Burma. I'm on my gap year at the moment. Yeah, I know, it's amazing.
But why not? Why does it have to be for the young people? Why can't it be for the older people, the more mature people? Chris Herman, he's on a gap year, yeah. He left Darwin yesterday. Chris, hello. How is your gap year?
Yeah, hello, Adam. Yeah, no, good to be with you.
So,
yeah, no, that's exactly my point, Adam. Why not us?
Yeah, why not you? So what's it like travelling on a gap year around with people who are much younger than you and indeed probably, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but probably could be your children?
Well, I'm 63, and in fact, a lot of the people that I came across were certainly younger than my children. But, I mean, one thing I will say, it's inspiring. It's inspiring just watching these young people. They're confident travellers. They're out there, you know, exploring other countries, the cultures. And I guess I left the gap year thinking, well, our generation, my generation, seriously missing out.
Did your kids get to do a gap year?
No, not I guess in the real sense of a gap year, but they did their share of travelling. One of the children spent some time working overseas.
Yeah,
but even not just for seniors, I think it's should be encouraged that young people and certain people my age do a gap year.
Here in the top end, we're quite used to what we would say a grey nomad. So folks that have sold up their stuff and are dragging a caravan around the place. What are you doing differently that's different than that?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, Australia's a great place to visit and spend time. I guess I sort of felt that while I had good health and fitness, there was a bigger world to explore, and I guess it's stepping outside the comfort zone, and that was one of my criteria, is that I want to do something different. Like all I booked was just a round the world ticket with three stopovers, one in Spain, one in Central America, and one in Southeast Asia. And just those 4 or so months in between, I had nothing planned. I just wanted to work out each day as they came, because just to take on that sort of, it was just basically to step outside the comfort zone.
So you sold your house, you sold your car to finance your travels?
No, that wasn't to finance. Well, I guess in some ways to finance the travels, but I drove, this is actually pre-gap year, spent 6 weeks, drove the 6,000 kilometres from Perth up to Darwin, visited my two sons in the Pilbara and their families, came up to Darwin, and like with the car, I thought, well, I'm not going to use this for the next 12 months, so sold it. And same with the place I had, sold the furniture and stored what was left and handed back the apartment keys and thought, well... And I guess in terms of, like, people say to me, this must have cost you a fortune, this trip, but it's offsetting those costs, those normal living costs that I had, basically contributed to funding the gap year.
Yeah, and how do you feel once you got rid of all of those shackles of normal life? Did it give you a sense of freedom?
Oh, it's liberating, and particularly, like, I had the first 3 months when I rented an apartment in this old 2000-year-old city, but for the last 9 months, I just a backpack,
yeah.
And that was only, it was big enough to carry on luggage, and it's a liberating feeling. You're not dragging a bag behind you. It's you just, if you like the place you stay, if you don't, you just pack up and move on.
And so any challenges becoming an older backpacker that you've discovered? Aside from your back, probably?
Well, I guess I was fortunate that I had or have good health and fitness, but I guess that's something I was always a bit conscious of, you know, the knees and the back. But, I mean, I just took it a bit more, I guess, cautious than what I would have done if I was an 18-year-old. And I really didn't have any problems at all.
So your advice to offer to anyone nearing retirement that might be considering a gap year, what is it?
It's only dangerous until you get there. Because that's one of the points, is that there's one person that was stopping me, and that was me. Like, I must have come up with 100 reasons why I shouldn't be taking this gap year. Like, it's, things that, that little Mr. Logic inside your head kept saying, you're going away for 12 months, going solo, are you too old for this? What, have you got sick and had a heart attack? No one had a clue where you are, all those types of things. And,
yeah.
And but once you get out there, I mean, sure, it's dangerous out there, just the same as it's dangerous in cities in Australia. And but just by getting out there, you sort of find out from the locals what's, where you can go, where you can't go. And I mean, I wasn't out to take risks. I was out to experience. And that's my biggest encouragement to people, is that there's thousands of young people out there, and we're really missing out. And just do it. Do it while you can.
Okay, do it while you can. Good on you, Chris. Good to talk to you today. Where are you next? Oh, before I let you go, what did you think of Darwin? You've just been here for a little while. What did you think?
It's a great place. We're a bit on the wet side, I might say.
Yeah.
The last week or two was
fairly wet.
Certainly fairly wet, but no, it's a great place, Darwin. It's people are friendly, and it's an enjoyable place to be. I mean, and that was one of the, we spent 3 years up there, some years back, and it was just one of those highlights of our lives. And this was, the gap year was a different highlight and a different set of circumstances in life. So,
good on you, Chris. Well, enjoy your travels. Stay safe wherever you go and have fun.
Okay, thanks. So, could I just say, if people are interested, the book you can pick up from the Darwin bookshop.
Oh, yeah. What's it called, the book?
My Senior Gap Year.
Okay.
And, you can also get online at myseniorgapyear.com.
Okay, great. Good on you, Chris.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Chris Herman there, author, advocate for what he likes to call the senior gap year, My Senior Gap Year. It's a book. It'll be available at all your good bookstores, which he wrote, and will encourage you to go on holidays. Wouldn't it be nice? 20 to 10, ABC Radio Darwin. Thanks for all of your texts coming in. On the mall, Kay in Bees Creek says, I totally agree with JJ. Turn the mall back into a street. Make it one way with wide pavements that cafes can open up onto. It could be really beautiful, vibrant street once again, reckons Kay in Bees Creek. Monica?
Oh, no, Tarquin, I can't come shopping on the King's Road today. Yeah, because I'm literally in Burma. I'm on my gap year at the moment. Yeah, no, it's amazing.
On the gap year, Monica says, Hi, Adam, I am really enjoying your gap year conversation. Thanks, Monica. I love your guest's advice. Chris's advice. My husband and I enjoy this way of life, says Monica. We rent out our house and we go to Budapest or Ireland and other places that are relatively cheap. Cheers, says Monica. Monica, love to hear your travel tales. You can always share them on 1300 057 222. Now, I don't know if you've heard in the last couple of days, Formula One